Hey everyone, feeling a little overwhelmed by all the AI tools out there these days.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with, for sure.
It really is. But that's why we're here today.
To help cut through the noise.
Absolutely. We're doing a deep dive into the right AI tools by XR1 AI Consulting.
Great report, packed with insights.
It is. And we're going to pull out the need-to-know info for you.
The stuff that really matters when you're choosing tools for your business.
Exactly. So you can walk away feeling confident.
Like you know what to look for.
That's the goal, and the report really drives home this point that picking the right AI tool,
It's not just a tech decision.
right? Way bigger than that.
It's a strategic business decision.
Huge. And honestly, if you get it wrong,
It can really set you back.
yeah, it can actually hurt your business.
Imagine like going all in on some crazy complex AI analytics platform
And really all you needed was a simple chatbot.
just to handle like basic customer questions.
Totally. That's a recipe for disaster.
Wasted resources,
Yeah.
missed opportunities.
Exactly. And the report highlights four key reasons why choosing wisely is so important.
Aligning with your business goals,
Well,
obviously.
right. Got to start with a clear purpose.
Seamless integration, making sure it works with what you already have.
Yeah, no point in creating more silos.
Then delivering tangible value, it's got to actually do something for you.
Yeah, got to be worth the investment.
And finally, minimizing risk.
Especially with all the data security and privacy concerns these days.
Absolutely. You don't want to compromise your business or your customers.
So let's dig into that first point, aligning with business objectives.
Okay, so it's all about starting with that clear purpose.
Right. What are we actually trying to achieve with AI?
Don't just jump on the bandwagon because it's trendy.
I feel like I need that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So how does the report approach this?
They give this example of a retail company.
Struggling with customer retention, a classic problem.
Yeah, and they say instead of just randomly adopting AI tools,
Like throwing darts at a board.
haha, kind of, they should be laser focused on tools that directly address that retention issue.
So tools that help them understand why customers are leaving.
Exactly. Maybe a sentiment analysis tool to understand customer feedback.
No, that's interesting.
Or a platform for personalized marketing to keep people engaged.
Makes sense. It's about using AI strategically to solve specific business challenges.
Not just using it for the sake of using it.
But even with the right tool for the job.
It can still backfire if it doesn't integrate well with your existing
Oh,
systems.
yeah, that's a good point.
That brings us to the second point, seamless integration.
Right. Picture this. You invest in some cutting-edge AI marketing platform.
And then you realize it's completely incompatible with your CRM.
Oh, talk about a headache.
Total nightmare. All your data is stuck in different places.
That's trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Exactly. And speaking of things not fitting, what if an AI tool doesn't actually deliver tangible value?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
It's not enough for an AI tool to just exist.
You got to prove its worth.
The report emphasizes that AI should translate into clear benefits,
Whether that's actionable insights
automated processes.
or cost savings,
If it's not making your business better.
it's just another expense, right? It's got to be a solution, not another problem.
Absolutely. And of course, we can't forget about risk.
Especially in today's digital world.
The fourth key point the report highlights is minimizing risk.
Okay, so break that down for us.
That means choosing AI tools that prioritize data security.
Right. That's top of mind for a lot of businesses.
Compliance and ethical considerations are also crucial.
Yeah, you don't want to cut corners and end up with a PR nightmare
It's about building trust.
with your customers and your employees.
Exactly. All right, so we've talked about why it's so important to choose wisely.
Now let's get into the tools themselves.
Okay, sounds good.
The report breaks down the AI landscape into these clear categories.
Kind of helps you make sense of everything that's out there.
Totally.
Yeah.
So which category should we dive into first?
Well, one of the most prominent categories is machine learning platforms.
Okay, so like the heavy hitters of the AI world.
Yeah, these platforms allow businesses to build, train, and deploy their own custom AI models.
Wow, so you're just using off-the-shelf solutions.
Right. It's like having your own in-house AI development team.
But without all the overhead?
Exactly. And who would benefit from this kind of power?
That's what I'm wondering.
Larger companies with very specific AI goals would be the main candidates.
Makes sense. They have the resources and the need for that level of customization.
Para, the report highlights platforms like AWS SageMaker and Google Vertex AI.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
They're cloud-based environments for all kinds of AI tasks.
Like what specifically?
Everything from predictive analytics to fraud detection.
So it's about building AI solutions that are tailored to your exact needs.
Exactly. But what about businesses that need something a little more ready to go?
Yeah, something that doesn't require a whole team of AI experts to implement.
In that case, natural language processing or NLP tools might be the ticket.
NLP. Okay, so what's that all about?
These tools are designed to understand and respond to human language.
So they're bridging the gap between us and machines.
Exactly. Think about chatbots that can answer customer questions instantly.
Oh, yeah. Those are becoming pretty common.
Or sentiment analysis tools that can gauge public opinion from social media data.
So they can tell you how people are feeling about your brand.
Right. And the report even mentions ChatGPT as an example.
ChatGPT, everyone's talking about that.
It's an NLP tool making waves with its conversational abilities.
So it's like having a virtual assistant who can handle basic tasks.
And free up human employees for more strategic work.
That sounds pretty appealing, actually.
But what about all those repetitive, time-consuming tasks that everyone hates?
Oh, yeah, the stuff that just sucks the time out of your day.
Well, there's an AI solution for that, too.
I'm listening.
It's called Robotic Process Automation, or RPA.
RPA. Okay, tell me more.
RPA is all about automating those mundane, rule-based tasks.
Like data entry or invoice processing.
Exactly. Think of it as a digital workforce that never sleeps.
So it's like having a tireless army of virtual robots.
Doing all the tedious work for you.
And letting your human employees focus on more creative and strategic stuff.
Exactly. And the real-world applications are endless.
Give me an example.
Imagine a company that gets hundreds of invoices every day.
Yeah, manually processing those would be a nightmare.
An RPA tool could be programmed to automatically extract the necessary information.
That's amazing.
Input it into the accounting system and even flag any discrepancies.
So it's not just about speed, it's also about accuracy.
Right, and the report mentions UiPath and Automation Anywhere as leading RPA platforms.
I've heard of those. They're pretty popular.
They are, and they can handle a wide range of processes across different industries.
So we've covered AI that can predict, understand language, and automate tasks.
What's next on our AI tool tour?
What else is out there?
Well, if your business deals with a lot of visual data.
Pictures, videos, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Then computer vision tools are where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
These tools are all about analyzing images and videos.
So, like, what can they actually do?
Things like image recognition.
Oh, yeah, like being able to identify objects in a picture.
Exactly. Object detection, video analytics.
So this is where AI starts to feel really futuristic.
It is. It's pretty incredible.
I bet this is huge for industries like manufacturing or security.
You're right. Imagine a manufacturing line with a computer vision system.
It could spot defects in products that a human eye would miss.
Exactly. Or a security system that identifies potential threats in real time.
Just based on video feeds.
That's right. It's pretty powerful stuff.
It seems like AI is touching almost every part of business these days.
It really is. It's transforming industries left and right.
But what about making sense of all the data businesses collect?
It's overwhelming, for sure.
It's like drinking from a fire hose sometimes.
Well, that's where AI-powered analytics tools come in.
Okay, so they help you make sense of the chaos.
Exactly. They can sift through mountains of data.
And uncover hidden trends, patterns, and insights.
Things that would be impossible for humans to spot on their own.
So it's like having a superpower data analyst on your team.
It is. It can help you identify opportunities and risks that you might have missed otherwise.
That sounds incredibly valuable.
Especially for making strategic decisions.
Are there any specific tools that the report highlights?
They mention Tableau with Einstein Analytics.
I've heard good things about Tableau.
It combines data visualization with AI-powered predictive analytics.
So you can see the data and understand what it means for the future.
And they also mention Power BI with AI Builder.
Okay, another powerful tool.
Yeah, it integrates AI features for even more advanced data analysis.
So we've got AI tools that can predict, understand language, automate tasks, analyze images.
And even extract insights from data.
It's amazing how much is out there.
It really is. But what about businesses that need something even more customized?
Yeah, something completely unique to their needs.
Well, for those companies, there are AI development frameworks and libraries.
Okay, so what are those exactly?
These frameworks provide the building blocks for developing custom AI models and algorithms.
So this is for the really tech-savvy companies.
The ones that want to build their own AI solutions from scratch.
The ones pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly. And who are the big players in the space?
Yeah, I'm curious.
TensorFlow and PyTorch are two of the most popular frameworks mentioned in the report.
Oh yeah, I've definitely heard of those.
They're used by researchers and developers all over the world.
So it's serious stuff.
They're used to create some pretty amazing AI solutions.
It's incredible to see the range of AI tools available.
It really is, from simple chatbots to complex machine learning platforms.
But with all these options, how do businesses even begin to choose?
It can feel overwhelming, for sure.
It's like a minefield out there.
But don't worry, the report gives us a roadmap.
Okay, so what's the key to navigating this AI landscape?
They outline some key considerations that can help you make informed decisions.
Decisions that align with your specific business needs.
Exactly. We'll dive into those in the next part.
Okay, so for all of you listening, stay tuned as we explore those key considerations.
And uncover practical strategies for choosing the perfect AI tools for your business.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Okay, so we've explored this vast world of AI tools, and now the big question, how do we actually choose the right ones for our businesses?
Yeah, that's where the report gets really practical.
They lay out 6 key considerations
to guide your decision making.
And it all starts with, surprise, surprise, your business objectives.
Back to basics.
It seems obvious, but it's easy to get distracted by all the shiny new AI toys.
And forget why you're even considering AI in the first place.
Yeah, what problem are you actually trying to solve?
The report gives this example of a manufacturing company trying to improve production efficiency.
Makes sense. A lot of manufacturers are looking at AI for that.
And they say, instead of jumping on some complex machine learning platform,
which can be tempting, I get it,
it might be smarter to start with a targeted implementation of RPA.
Oh, interesting, for specific tasks.
Yeah, that could give them a much quicker and more impactful return on investment.
So it's not about the coolest AI, it's about the AI that actually solves your problem.
Exactly. Find the right tool for the job.
So we've got clear objectives, what's next?
Then it's time to think about the future.
Okay, getting strategic.
As your business grows, your AI tools need to grow with you.
That makes sense. You don't want to be constantly switching tools as you scale.
That's where scalability and flexibility come in.
So it's not just about today's problems, it's about tomorrow's challenges too.
Precisely. The report uses this example of an e-commerce platform experiencing rapid growth.
A good problem to have.
But they have to be prepared for it. Their current chatbot solution
might be working great now.
But can it handle a sudden surge in demand?
That's a good question.
Will it be able to adapt to new product lines or changing customer needs?
Yeah, you got to be thinking ahead.
Scalability is essential in today's business world.
Okay, so clear objectives, scalable solutions. What else? Yeah, that's a big one.
Especially important if you already have systems and workflows in place.
You don't want your new AI tool to create more silos.
Absolutely. The last thing you need is to invest in an AI tool.
That throws your whole tech stack into chaos.
It's got to play nicely with everything else.
Can you give us an example of what you mean?
Sure. Imagine a marketing team adopts an AI-powered content creation tool.
Okay.
It might be great at generating catchy headlines and engaging copy.
That's promising.
But if it can't integrate with their existing content management system,
or their social media scheduling tools,
it's going to create more work than it saves.
Yeah, that defeats the whole purpose.
Seamless integration is key.
Make sure your AI tools work with your current tech ecosystem.
All right, what about cost?
Yeah, that's the one everyone's thinking about.
AI tools can be powerful, but they can also be expensive.
You don't want to break the bank on something that doesn't deliver.
The report talks about this a lot.
What do they say?
They emphasize considering not just the initial cost, but also the ongoing expenses.
Like what?
Licensing, implementation, maintenance.
Yeah, those can add up quickly.
And just as important, you need to evaluate the potential return on investment.
Will this tool actually save you money, boost efficiency, or increase revenue?
Enough to justify the cost.
Got to make sure it makes financial sense.
They have an example in the report about a small business.
Okay.
Looking to automate their social media marketing.
Social media can be a huge time drain.
And instead of going for a super expensive enterprise level AI solution, they might choose a more affordable tool that focuses on social media scheduling and engagement.
So starting smaller and scaling up as needed.
Exactly. A smart approach.
Okay. We've talked about business objectives, scalability, integration, cost. What else?
2 more crucial considerations.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Data security and compliance.
Huge in today's world.
Absolutely, with all the regulations around data privacy.
You can't afford to choose AI tools that are risky or non-compliant.
It's just not worth it.
A data breach or a legal issue could be devastating.
It could sink your business.
So what should businesses be looking for in terms of security?
The report really stresses choosing vendors who prioritize data encryption.
Okay, so looking beyond the tool itself to the company behind
it. Exactly, and access controls.
And other security measures.
And make sure the AI tool complies with all relevant industry regulations.
So do your due diligence on the vendor.
It's crucial.
Okay, last but not least.
Support and training.
Oh yeah, even the best AI tool is useless if your team can't use it.
Absolutely. You need to choose vendors that offer comprehensive training resources.
And reliable customer support.
So if you run into a problem, you can get help quickly.
Because AI is a tool.
And a tool is only as good as the person using it.
Couldn't agree more. They use this example of a sales team.
Okay.
Adopting an AI-powered CRM system.
A lot of sales teams are doing that these days.
But to really benefit from the tool's features.
The sales team needs training.
On how to use it properly, how to interpret the data, and how to troubleshoot any issues.
Makes sense. Otherwise, it's just a fancy piece of software gathering dust.
Training and support are essential for successful AI implementation.
Okay, so we've covered the 6 key considerations for choosing AI tools.
That's a lot of information.
It is, but it's really important stuff.
It is.
So where do we go from here?
How do we actually put this knowledge into practice?
Yeah, what's the next step?
The report outlines a 5-step process.
A 5-step process. Okay. Tell me more.
For selecting the right AI tools for your business.
Perfect. This is exactly what our listeners need, a clear action plan.
So what's step one?
Yeah, let's break it down.
The first step is to assess your business needs.
So going back to those objectives we talked about.
Exactly. Identify the specific challenges or opportunities you want to address.
What are your pain points? What are your goals for the future?
Get really clear on what you want AI to help you achieve.
Figure out where it can make a real difference.
Okay, once you have a clear understanding of your needs.
Then what? You can move on to step 2, shortlisting potential tools.
So you start researching AI tools that align with your objectives.
Exactly, look at features, read reviews from other businesses, check out case studies.
So gather as much information as you can.
To make an informed decision.
Okay, step 3.
Conduct pilot tests.
So you take those shortlisted tools for a spin.
Put them through their paces in a real-world setting.
See how they actually perform.
Get feedback from users. Make sure they deliver what they promise.
It's a smart approach to catch any issues early on.
Before you commit to a tool that's not a good fit.
Okay, step 4, what's next?
Evaluate the vendors behind those tools.
So going beyond the technology itself.
Right. Assess the vendor's reputation, their support services, their scalability options.
It's like checking references, making sure they're a company you can trust.
Do your research, make sure you're comfortable working with them long term.
And finally, step 5.
Implementation and monitoring.
The moment of truth.
This is where you roll out the chosen AI tool across your business.
Following a clear implementation plan with defined timelines and milestones.
Make sure everyone knows what's happening and what their role is.
So it's not just about choosing the right tool.
It's about implementing it effectively and integrating it smoothly into your operations.
And the report emphasizes that implementation is just the beginning.
Ongoing monitoring is key.
To make sure the tool is performing as expected.
Yeah.
And making adjustments as needed.
And maximizing its value over time.
So continuous improvement is essential.
AI is not a set it and forget it solution.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground.
We've gone from understanding the different types of AI tools
to navigating the key considerations and outlining a practical 5-step selection process.
It's been a journey.
But how do we know if we've actually made the right choices?
How do we measure the success of our AI investment?
Yeah, that's the ultimate question.
Well, the report has some answers.
Okay, I'm ready to hear them.
They highlight several key performance indicators, or KPIs.
KPIs, okay. I love a good KPI.
That can help you track the impact of your AI tools.
And make sure they're delivering the desired results.
Because at the end of the day, results are what matter.
Absolutely. So stay tuned for the next part of our deep dive where we'll break down those KPIs and give you a roadmap for measuring the success of your AI initiatives. We'll be right back after a quick message. Okay, so we've talked about choosing the right AI tools. We even walked through that 5-step process for making those choices. But now let's talk about measuring impact. How do we actually know if our AI investments are paying off?
That's where those key performance indicators or KPIs come in handy.
KPIs, love them.
The report really highlights the ones that matter.
The ones that tell the real story.
Exactly. So let's start with operational efficiency.
Okay, so that's all about how AI is impacting the bottom line.
Yeah, is it reducing costs, saving time, streamlining processes.
Making things run smoother, basically.
Exactly. Quantifying the impact on your operations.
Can you give us a real-world example?
Sure. Let's say a company uses an RPA tool to automate data entry.
Okay. Makes sense. A lot of manual work there.
By tracking how much time employees spent on data entry before.
Versus after implementing the RPA tool.
They can measure the increase in operational efficiency.
So it's about putting numbers to it.
Exactly, showing the tangible benefits.
Okay, what about customer satisfaction?
That's another crucial KPI.
Happy customers, happy life, right?
It's true. Happy customers are loyal customers.
And loyal customers spend more money.
Exactly. So how do you measure this?
Yeah. What are some ways to track customer satisfaction?
You can track Net Promoter Scores.
NPS. Yeah, I've heard of those.
They measure customer loyalty.
Okay.
You can also monitor customer reviews and feedback.
See if people are saying nice things about you.
Exactly. And you can analyze customer support interactions.
See if AI tools are helping resolve issues more efficiently. So it's about understanding the whole customer experience.
From start to finish.
Okay, now let's talk about revenue growth.
Ah, yes, the ultimate goal.
Are your AI tools helping you make more money?
That's the question.
So how do you track this?
By analyzing sales data conversion rates, customer lifetime value.
All those juicy metrics.
For example, if a company implements an AI-powered recommendation engine
on their e-commerce site,
they can track how that impacts sales over time.
But you can see if those recommendations are actually leading to more purchases.
And more revenue.
Okay, now for a slightly different angle,
mm-hmm.
What about employee productivity?
Yeah, that's an important one too.
Because happy employees are productive employees.
Are your AI tools freeing up your employees to focus on more strategic work?
The kind of work that humans are uniquely good at.
Exactly. So how do you measure this?
Give me some ideas.
Track the time employees spend on different tasks.
See if they're spending less time on the tedious stuff.
Monitor project completion rates.
Projects getting done faster.
And gather feedback from employees.
Ask them how AI tools are impacting their workflows.
Are they feeling more productive?
It's about understanding how AI is changing the way we work.
And hopefully making it better.
Okay, and finally the big one, return on investment.
ROI, got to make sure those AI investments are paying off.
Connecting the dots between the money you spend and the results you get.
Exactly. So how do you calculate ROI for AI?
It seems tricky.
It's not as straightforward as some other metrics.
Okay.
You need to consider all the costs.
Implementation maintenance. Everything.
And all the benefits.
Increased revenue cost savings. Efficiency gains. It's about taking a holistic view.
And making sure the numbers make sense.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I have a much better grasp on how to measure the success of AI initiatives.
It's all about choosing the right KPIs and tracking them consistently.
And being honest with yourself about the results.
If something's not working, you need to be willing to adjust your approach.
Or even try a different tool.
AI is a journey, not a destination.
I love that. And that's a wrap for our deep dive into the right AI tools by XR1 AI Consulting.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We talked about the different types of AI tools, the key considerations for choosing them, the five-step selection process, and of course, those all-important KPIs.
Hopefully, you're walking away with a clearer understanding of how to navigate the world of AI.
And how to make it work for your business.
It's a powerful set of tools with the potential to transform industries.
But it's up to us to use those tools wisely.
And to measure our impact along the way.
A huge thank you to our expert for sharing their insights.
My pleasure.
And to all of you listening, thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of AI.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep innovating.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.